What's up, guys, and welcome to the Sports Ethos DFS Today podcast. I'm your host, Sam Cantalupo, otherwise known as DJ Sammy Caps on Twitter and all other platforms. I'll once again be solo to break down tonight's main slate of NBA action, getting all of our information from the DraftKings platform. Tonight, guys, we only have one game four, but before we get into that, I want you guys to check out tonight's injury report using sportsethos.com/live, and it's going to be the injury report found on today's DFS delivery. So again, guys, tonight we have only one game, and it's game four between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. With Denver being up 3-0, three games to nothing in the series, I think, honestly, the Lakers will take this game tonight and cover the spread of 3.5. I do not see the Lakers and LeBron and AD getting swept. I think they'll win tonight, and I think they'll make the series interesting. So let's get right into it, see what players we have for tonight, see what player props we have. And are we out of here, boys? All right. So on the Lakers side of the ball, we got Rui Hachimura. He's going to be 4,600. And by the way, guys, we're doing a showdown, if I didn't say that, and I apologize. We are looking at a showdown type of game tonight. So I'll have a team captain, obviously. All of our spots are going to be utility spots, so be aware of that as well. Like I'm sure you guys have been used to throughout this whole entire playoffs, especially coming down here towards that finals time, where we only have like maybe two games of that in one night. So again, on the Lakers side of the ball, I'm going to have Rui Hachimura. He's going to be 4,600 for us tonight. He's been playing well this series, scoring 17 points in game one, 21 points in game two, and 13 points in game three. He almost had a double-double in Game 3 with 13 points and 6 boards. But in those three games, he has scored 21, 27, and 24 fantasy points. So for a showdown matchup tonight with only having one game for 4,600, he is worth the price tag. He'll bring back a ton of value for us tonight. I'm also going to be looking at Austin Reeves. He's going to be 7,400 for us tonight. Reeves in this series has scored 23 points in Game 1, 22 in game 2, and 23 in game 3. He has been close to a double-double in game 1. He has been close to a double-double in game 1, having 23 points and 8 boards. Sorry. But in all, for Reeves only contributing in the scoring category, he has had 40 points, 40 fantasy points, 36.75 fantasy points, and 40.75 fantasy points in each of the last three games of this series. So game one, he had 40, game two, he had 36, and game three, he had 40 as well. He is worth a little more than 7K tonight. So for the fantasy points he's been outputting, definitely add him in for tonight's game. Now on the Nuggets side of the ball, I'm going to be looking at Jamal Murray. He's also going to be my captain for tonight, getting those extra points for us. He's going to be 15,600. And Jamal Murray in his last two games played this series, they contributed 37 points in each of those games. And in game two, he had 37 points, 10 boards, and 5 assists. In game three, he had 37 points, 7 boards, and 6 assists. Murray is the best player for expensive tier, and like I said, captain spot for tonight. I don't blame you, though, for wanting to go with Jokic, but Murray has had a better series thus far, except in game two, the Joker had a nice triple-double, actually. But for tonight, add Murray for the best value, add him to the captain spot, have him get all the points you guys can get. And also on the Nuggets side of the ball, I'm going to be looking at Michael Porter Jr. He's going to be 7,200 for us tonight. And Porter Jr. in this series has double-doubled in two out of the three games they have played so far. He almost double-doubled in all three when he scored 16 points and had 7 boards. So he's literally 3 boards away from that double-double, making it 3-for-3. But I think tonight he'll have a nice low-end double-double and score big fantasy points for us. Add him in 7,200. Now, guys, we're going to go down to the top value plays. We're not going to have any ad reads for us tonight. There's only the one game kind of going right through this. So we're going to go to the top value plays for tonight. Again, highlighting a guy who is in the bottom or close to the bottom 25% of pricing on DraftKings site. And it's going to be Rui Hachimura. Again, he's been playing well this series. He has scored over 20 fantasy points in each of the three games they have played this series thus far. And again, for a showdown matchup tonight with only having one game, he's worth a ton of value for only being 4,600. Definitely add him in, guys, and help him fill one of your utility spots if you really need that. Definitely. And guys, I'm going to be honest with you. For my Thrive Fantasy player props, Thrive Fantasy has not dropped out the player props for the next day. So I did get this from DraftKings, But go on Thrive Fantasy once they drop it. I know I'm recording this a little early. The Heat game has not started even on Sunday night yet. But so that's probably why they haven't dropped it. But once they do drop over in Thrive Fantasy, definitely go over, take a look. But I want you guys to look for these two player props that I found in DraftKings. Jamal Murray over 26.5 points. Like I said, Murray has scored in all three games, has scored 37 points each. So I think he has to slow down sometime. I don't think he could score 37 points again tonight in four straight games. But I do think he could score over 26.5 points in tonight's game. So I say take the over on Murray's point total. And that's 26.5. And then we're going to be looking at Austin Reeves. We're going to go under 17.5 points for Reeves. Reeves has scored 23 points in two games, 22 points in game one of this series, like I stated earlier. But I think out of Murray and Reeves, if somebody will be kind of taking a step back or kind of progress here, no, degress, I should say, sorry. I think it's going to be Reeves over Murray. Murray is too talented to take a step back that much. So I think he'll hit his point total. But I don't think Reeves will hit over 17.5, even though he scored over 20 points in all three games. So I think take Reeves with the under of 17.5 points, and then Jamal Murray with the over of 26.5 points. I'll look for something like that over on Thrive Fantasy once they drop it, which hopefully should be here soon, probably when the Heat game starts, definitely before this Laker game starts tonight. but honestly, guys, that's going to do it. We only had one game four for us tonight. If you are a Denver fan, go Denver. I hope they could get over to the finals. It's been a while. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Leave it in the comments and a review. Please review us. I'm going to definitely just say that right now. but I was texting with a couple of my buddies. We have like a group text going on, and we just talk sports all year long. I love it. I love those guys. They're amazing. But I think one of my buddies said the Nuggets have not made it to the finals since like 1976 or something like that. Like, it was like a crazy stat. I can't believe it's been this long since the Nuggets had a chance to go to the finals. So good luck to the Nuggets. Good luck to the Lakers. I'm not a big LeBron fan, but AD being from Chicago, I love him. I am a big AD fan. I was happy that they won it and back in the bubble. More happy that AD won a ring over LeBron, honestly. Sorry, LeBron fans. Sorry, Laker fans. But I think if the Lakers could take it one game at a time, make this a series, it'll at least make it interesting and entertaining for us watching it. But like I said, guys, that's going to do it for us on Sports Ethos DFS Today podcast. Once again, I am DJ Sammy Caps. You can find me on Twitter at DJ Sammy Caps. And like I said, I restate it. I'm going to say it again. Leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. We're always happy to hear from you guys. And until next time, guys, DJ out.